Roll call.
Councilmember Herman.
Aye.
Smith.
Aye.
Bowman. And Black. Your Honor, all ayes, no nays, motion carried.
You just busted yourself.
Next item is engineer's report. Item number 8, engineer report, Mike Janicek. You want to just touch base on your engineer report, sir?
Yes. Submitted engineer report last week. Street patching project we already talked about. You're up to date on that. There's 2 plat reviews that I'm going to try to get done tomorrow. There's this Prairie Woods 5th plat, and there's also a Thompson plat. So that should happen very soon. That's in, then there's Oak Lane 130th Street research that we did some research for. I think the attorneys are now, county and city attorneys are now working on that. We provided some information for that.
You're not spending any more time on that though, right?
Yeah, we've spent 0 time since you told me to stop. Other than just forwarding stuff, I don't know if there was any time in that, but.
Okay. Any questions for Mr. Janicek? Okay.
Thank you.
Mr. Janicek, you are free to go.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you for being here.
Yeah, nice evening.
You too. Next item is building commissioner, item number 9, building commissioner report. Looks like new homes under construction, 308 Normandy Drive, Arrow Concrete, 752 Sweetwood Lane, McCoy Homes. An occupancy certificate was issued for 691 Sweetwood Lane. New permits were issued for 519 North Mississippi Street for Sampson Fence for new fence. 502 South Mississippi for Tripaws Properties, bathroom remodel, 302 East Main Street. Siding and roof garage for Ground Up Solutions. 216 Parkway Drive, Ogden Heating and Air Conditioning, replacement of AC. 221 South Genesee, Peterson Roofing, a re-roof. Permits required, 203 East Telegraph, QC Truck and Trailer. A letter was sent advising permits are required by a licensed contractor for repairs and improvements to a commercial property. Permit denied, 316 West Loretta, requesting to tear down old farm accessory building to build larger building. Currently has 2 accessory buildings and it was denied. Any questions about the building commissioner report or anything the building commissioner would like to add? I have one question. I've never heard of some of these contractors. Are they licensed with us and able to do work in our town? You've checked them out? Okay. Next item is item number 10, town and country manor subdivision reference dangerous sidewalks.
So, the valve box of Ohio American Water, the valve box was sticking out of the ground or out of the sidewalk, probably about 1.5 inches high. The sidewalk is settling, and if you put a level on the sidewalk, it brings it right back to the box. And the last meeting said about, or was that the last meeting? About the Ohio American Water was going to take a look at it, okay? Well, the guy from Ohio American Water came by, and he came by our shop and told us that they looked at them, and he said the sidewalks are actually hollow underneath. So the ground is settled that much. He goes, you put your fist underneath there, and that's why the sidewalks are settled. However, right after that, well, and if you recall, Mr. Brandenburg had contacted Jack Bruce about this when he was trying to put it with TIF and all that stuff. Since he was over there. Chad, I believe out of the goodness of his heart, told me that there's actually a tool that you can crank those rings down and get them more flush with with the sidewalk. However, that doesn't fix the sidewalk leaning and the hollowness, but it would reduce the tripping hazard. So right at the same time, Josh Bruce calls me up and says, "Hey Jim, I just want to let you know, I went and cranked all those down. He said, you can pick up your cones." And so that's where we're at.
You're not a trip hazard anymore.
Huh?
You're not a trip hazard anymore.
No.
Okay.
Cranked them down. However, in the near future, probably those sidewalks are going to create another problem, whether it be next winter or a couple more winters, whatever, I don't know, but they are going to fail.
Well, I have my own opinion on it. My opinion is, let's sleep in dogs' lie for now and see what happens and go from there, because we could find a whole bunch more problems before it's over with.
No, but
so
thanks to Chad and Josh Booth.
So we never sent letters to homeowners? We did not do that, right?
No, because I got a hold of Iowa American and they said they'll take care of it.
Yeah,
okay.
So we were allowed to, but we never did do it.
Okay. Okay, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Let's get a letter to Bruce Construction thanking them for taking care of that for us, because I've not received a bill for it, so I'm assuming he didn't charge us.
I don't believe he had.
And if he does, he does. I mean, is that good with the council?
Yes.
Okay. Next item is street committee reference item number 11. Street committee reference Scott County proposal for joint jurisdiction road surface resurfacing project fiscal year 31. So myself and Jim and the street committee met with the engineer for Scott County. I maintain that 130th Street is not ours. She also maintains that 130th Street is not ours, but seeing as how there's a fine line in there on usage of the street, so long story short, we're going to be responsible for half of 130th Street and half of Oak Lane. However, with that being said,
is that for sure yet?
Yeah.
No,
it's
not. Okay.
It's not. I thought you were saying that we are.
No. That's was her.
Okay.
So with that, we had Mike Janicek looking into it to see and to get some information for us. And then after a certain amount of time and some information that we got from this engineer, who is the one that actually showed us that it's technically not ours, I decided it was best to turn it over to the attorney, and they had already turned it over to their attorney already. So our attorney and the county attorney both have it in their hands. So we are waiting to see for sure what does go on with it. If you read the plats on it, it doesn't show to be ours. But it's, like I said, it's, you know, because they're claiming that the county claims the same thing they claim on Oak Lane, which is center of road, half is theirs, half is ours. And because that road services houses that are in the city limits of the city of Bluegrass, and it serves a farm field that's in the city limits of the city of Bluegrass, then the city of Bluegrass, this is the county now, is maintaining that that we're partially responsible. That's why I said, you know what, we need to get attorneys involved in it and let them fight it out first before we agree to any kind of a money thing.
So this letter that we've got in our packet here from the lady,
yeah,
I believe, right here, on April 24th, 1996, we sent a letter to Bluegrass stating that only a small amount of Timber Valley right-of-way is in the city and all the actual roadway is in the county.
Mm-hmm.
The work on this road is therefore county responsibility. County engineer prepared a financial proposal.
There's been a new code written since then, which makes the city responsible.
Well, there's also that statement right at the end. We have an intergovernmental agreement.
Yeah. So as I told her, in the 24 plus years that I've been here, I know the city of Bluegrass has never entered into any kind of agreement to do anything on that road.
Other
than 2080, we have agreed, gentlemen's agreed, and even in documentation, agreed to plowing, mowing, such as that, kind of like Oak Lane. But we are 99.9% sure that yes, we're responsible for Oak Lane. It's the 130th Street that is the issue. So rather than have a big to do with this, I felt it was better that we turned over to the attorneys. In the last time that 130th Street had work done on it, the county didn't even send us a bill on it. We paid nothing. Because at that time, it was deemed that it's not our road, obviously, which is the same today. But this new Iowa code that they came out with kind of dumps it back in our lap. So we're trying to, lack of better things, there'll be more information once the attorneys get done fighting it out, I guess, or talking about it. That's all I can say.
Where's 130th Street?
Timber Valley Road. Goes into Timber Valley. So, it was brought to our attention by former Mayor Paul Barnes that wasn't our road, which I had already told Ann, I don't think that's our road. And I'm 100% sure it's not our road, but like I said, when you're servicing residents in city limits with a road that's county, then you're, this new Iowa code makes it partially our problem, which is bad.
What citizens are we servicing there?
Peaks is one, and the Pelsang Place is one, and
Jody
so
Mays.
Is
Mays.
Mays. And so is one field right away for Shellabarger. So, like I said, it's kind of one of them things that it's a slippery slope, if you will. But seeing how this is not going to take any action until 2031, I felt it was. Gives us a little bit of time to try to argue it, and hopefully we're not on the hook for that one. That's the point I'm trying to make. Okay. Next item is item number 12, Public Works Department report. You have that in front of you. Is there any questions about his report?
Did they do anything?
No. So we were talking.
Moving along, on one thing I do want to mention is that the Public Works Department did fix the flagpole down at the Welcome Center, which looks very nice. Thank you.
They did a good job. It came out real nice.
The next is item number 13, status of part-time public works. We are not going to discuss that because that is item number 21. We'll move it down to that. However, we do.
Okay.
Are you talking about the one that quit?
Yeah.
However, we do have an issue. So we hired a new public works employee. The public works employee, Jim called, gave the Yep. Gave the employee the days he wanted him to work. He said no. He worked this day. Then he came in and worked, and then Jim gave him other days he wanted to work, and that wasn't going to work for him. But he could come in on a Friday, and Friday he didn't show up because he supposedly hurt his ankle, and Jim said, this is not working, and the guy sent a thumbs up. So evidently he is not wanting to work for Public Works Department. So we have no written resignation from this gentleman. We have nothing other than a text message with a thumbs up.
And our end, we just won't give any more hours either. We're not calling.
That's correct. All right. And I told Jim, I said, if that's the way he's going to be, then we just need to not use him. End of story. Which brings me back to...
Was he full-time or part-time?
Part-time. It's a part-time employee.
Which, one day.
Yeah, he worked one day.
It's pretty part-time.
He was asked
he only worked one day?
One day.
we spent more time on this already than we
I think. What did you say? You called him four different times and
gave him four opportunities to tell him I needed him four different times, and he only showed up for one of them four times.
So, obviously, there's no resignation, so we don't have to act on it. He's a part-time employee, so we don't have to do anything with it. We just don't call him to come back. Okay. Next is item 14, status of Dolan Drive and Danielle Court Extension Project.
Chad said it'd be a little bit, but it's on our list.
Okay. Item 15, status of Republic Services cleaning fluid from city streets.
I know Ann's been in contact with the insurance company. I believe Full Line is working out the details with them. I tried to get an update today.